Welcome to the Flash Science Edition, where we explore the cutting edge of research and innovation, unraveling the mysteries our universe holds. Today, we dive into a venture aimed at expanding Earth's resources into the cosmos, explore the impact of volcanic eruptions on global climate, and shed light on the fascinating heart of Pluto. Stay tuned as we embark on a journey through these groundbreaking developments. The search for resources has always pushed humanity to explore the uncharted. Now Astroforge, a California-based startup, is taking this quest beyond Earth, aiming to mine asteroids. Lester, what can you tell us about this ambitious endeavor?
Wendy, Astroforge is not just launching a company. They're launching a new era in resource acquisition. Founded by Matt Giolich and Jose Akane, both with rich backgrounds in space ventures, Astroforge is set to extract precious metals from asteroids. These metals are crucial for industries such as automotive and clean energy technologies.
That sounds like a plot from a sci-fi movie. How realistic is this venture?
It may sound futuristic, Wendy, but the team at Astroforge is making it a reality. Their initial mission, Brocker 1, although not entirely successful, proved their proprietary refinery technology works under space-like conditions. They learned valuable lessons and are planning a more ambitious mission with Intuitive Machines to investigate a metallic asteroid's composition.
With skepticism from various quarters, how does Astroforge plan to overcome these challenges?
Despite the skepticism, Astroforge is levering advancements in space exploration and technology. The startup is equipped with innovative propulsion systems and has garnered $13 million in seed funding, propelling them towards what could be a high-reward strategy. Successfully mining asteroids could significantly mitigate material scarcity problems on Earth.
It's undoubtedly a fascinating venture. Lester, how does this feed into the broader context of space exploration?
Astroforge's mission isn't just about resources, Wendy. It's part of a broader push towards understanding and utilizing the cosmos. With space entities like NASA and SpaceX exploring asteroids for their secrets, Astroforge's work adds another dimension to our ever-evolving quest to reach beyond the confines of Earth.
Moving from space to our own planet, Mount Ruang's recent eruptions have raised important questions about the relationship between volcanic activity and climate. Eugene, can you elaborate on this phenomenon?
Certainly, Wendy. Volcanic eruptions like Mount Ruang's send large amounts of ash and gases into the atmosphere. When these reach the stratosphere, they can form aerosols that reflect sunlight, potentially leading to global cooling. However, the extent of this cooling depends on the eruption's magnitude and the longevity of these gases in the atmosphere.
Is this cooling effect a common consequence of volcanic eruptions?
It's not uniform, Wendy. While some eruptions have led to noticeable cooling, others have had minimal impact. Historical events like the 1257 Somalis eruption had profound and far-reaching effects, contributing to global cooling, crop failures, and even the onset of the Little Ice Age.
So what's the takeaway from Mount Ruang's eruptions in this larger context?
While the immediate impacts of volcanic eruptions might be clearer, their long-term climatic effects are complex and multifaceted. It underscores the dynamic nature of Earth's systems and the need for continuous interdisciplinary research to understand these interactions better.
From the depths of Earth to the outskirts of our solar system, Pluto continues to fascinate. Rachel, a recent study sheds new light on the origins of Pluto's heart-shaped feature, Tombaugh Regio. What are the insights from this research?
This study, Wendy, offers a fascinating glimpse into the geological history of Pluto. Using advanced modeling, researchers suggest that an impact from a celestial object composed of ice and rock could be responsible for the creation of the Sputnik-Planitia Basin, part of Pluto's iconic heart.
How significant is this finding for our understanding of Pluto?
It's quite significant, Wendy. Besides providing a plausible explanation for Tombaugh Regio's formation, this research underscores Pluto's dynamic geology and ongoing tectonic activities. It enriches our understanding of the dwarf planet and highlights the importance of continued exploration. Indeed, the exploration of space continues to reveal the complex and vibrant nature of our universe. Thank you, Rachel, for that insight. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Science, we've journeyed from the ambitious ventures of asteroid mining to understanding the climatic impacts of volcanic eruptions and delved into the mysteries of Pluto. Each story, a chapter in humanity's ongoing exploration and curiosity about the universe. Thank you for joining us on this voyage. Remember, knowledge and entertainment, on demand.